All right, let's talk some football, and it's outstanding. The game we've got tonight to follow, the 7:30 game, the Wanderers against FC Seoul, but the Socceroos have, they've got a few games coming up, as well as the fact we like to check in on the coach and just see how it's all progressing. Ange Postecoglou, good morning, mate.
Morning, Michael, Terry. Big night tonight, mate. I'm looking forward to it as well before our Socceroos game. So it should be a cracking game.
Ange, I realised how big it was until I interviewed Tony Popovich on the Sunday Widewood of Sports. And it was just, after that, it was like, wow, this is massive for the Wanderers and Australian football.
Yeah, no, absolutely huge, mate. And, we all know the Western Sydney Wanderers story, and it's been an unbelievable rise in the last couple of years. But, tonight it'll be pumping down at Parramatta. And, there's a lot at stake as, the winner of this goes through to the World Club Championships, and we could see an Australian team playing against a Real Madrid or a Barcelona at the end of it, it's a massive night. They were fantastic in the first leg, and I've got no doubt Pop will have them ready tonight.
I'm with you. I've caught on. I'm now starting to realise just how big this is and what a great opportunity it is tonight. How do you honestly see? Have you been following the comp strongly? I mean, the champ. Do you know much about the teams from Asia, I'm asking Ange, but the Wanderers are the $2.45 favourites tonight.
Yeah, look, and it's going to be a tight one. Obviously, I have followed it closely, both because there's a couple of Western Sydney Wanderers boys will be joining me in Socceroos camp after this, and also Korean opponents. We got Korea in our group in the Asia Cup, and a few of the guys running out there tonight will play a part in that. But look, Western Sydney were fantastic in the first leg. It was a tough game. They defend really, really well, and they did that. Tonight's about goals. If they can score first, I reckon their home win hosed. Obviously, the away goals works as well. So if FC Seoul score first, it means Western Sydney need to score twice. So the first goal will be crucial, but I just can't put it past the Wanderers. They've been unbelievable. As I said, that Bob is an outstanding coach, mate, and he'll have them up tonight.
Yeah. Now, listen, mate, today, 100 days to the 2015 Asian Cup, so we're looking forward to that. Now, I imagine, Ange, you had to refocus after the World Cup, and those friendlies that you played shortly after must have been doing that, I suppose, and getting that process in order.
Yeah, look, it was an interesting time, those two games. I mean, we had to play Belgium first up, who were absolutely world-class opponent, top five in the world. And, I felt we were a bit flat in that game, and maybe that was because of the World Cup. We built it up, so much emotionally, physically. The players put everything into it. But then we played Saudi Arabia, and we were a little bit better in that game. And as you said, 100 days to go. And for us, in reality, that means three games of preparation, these two coming up in the Middle East in a couple of weeks' time, and then we've got Japan in November. So, time is of essence. With these two games coming up, I'm still going to have a look at a few boys and give them a taste of international football. But certainly by the time we get the Japan game next month, we'll be narrowing our field and getting our strongest squad together and getting ready for what's going to be a fantastic tournament, but a really tough one as well.
And I guess the question's a little bit like the Asian Championship semi-final we're going to see tonight. Do you think the general sporting fan in this country, Ange, understands how big that this Asian Cup's actually going to be here?
Oh, look, it'll be, I think it's been a bit of a slow burner, and it will be. We've got a couple of other codes that saturate everything at the moment. And that's
but it's going to be big, isn't it?
It will be. There's no doubt it'll be massive. And the one thing I know about the Australian sporting public, if there's a fair dinkum contest on, they'll turn up. They'll watch. And every one of these games will be fair dinkum because there's no friendlies. Even the smallest nations in Asia see this as their World Cup. So every game will be a fight to the death in terms of, in terms of a sporting contest. And as I said, the Australian sporting public, when they see that, I've got no doubt they'll turn up. And obviously, if we can do well in the tournament, that'll help it as well. But look, it'll be an exciting tournament. There's some really world-class players who'll be right at our doorstep, so it's exciting.
And you come across as very conscientious in your coaching, and you've got to unturn every rock and that sort of thing. What do you do when you've got a little bit of time between games?
I don't have any time between games. It seems that way, but...
Just from a planning point of view?
Yeah, I mean, and it's so much time goes into that. The one thing you realise is that, you know, unlike a club situation where you're working with the players on a daily basis and staff on a daily basis, I've only got it for a short amount of time. So that time, whether it's 10 days, 3 days, 4 days, I don't want to waste a second of it. And the only way I won't is if I've planned really well and prepared really well beforehand. You know, we can't waste a day in camp because we've got our, you know, our numbers wrong or our training wrong or anything wrong, really. So, you know, it's just every day just making sure that when the players arrive, you know, put their Socceroos shirts on for that first day, that they understand that what the environment's going to look like and what we're going to try to achieve from the moment they walk in. So there's plenty on, and look, I'm enjoying it. It's a massive challenge. It's a different type of coaching, but yeah, I'm enjoying it so far.
And mate, final one from me, Ange. I think we're 83, 84 in the world. Is that a fair dinkum indication of where we are, or is it muddled?
Yeah, look, it's a little bit muddled the way they do the rankings, but at the same time, you know, I think it's a fair reflection that our recent form hasn't been great. And, you know, from our perspective, if we start focusing on that sort of stuff, I think we lose kind of what the journey we're on. And I've got no doubt that the key for me, I've said all along, is by the time we get to the next World Cup is to be, you know, ranked in not the lowest ranked team going into it as we were in this one. And that's only going to change through results. And they'll come, but the results often... come when all the hard work's been done, and at the moment we're doing the hard work.
Good stuff, mate. Go the Wanderers tonight, and
absolutely,
and go the Socceroos, mate. And we'll chat in the build up to obviously to the Asian Cup. We look forward to it all. Thanks, Ange.
Good on you guys. Have a good day.